Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Getz shows us that since we have already been given the way, even the definite steps, to do the work of an evangelist, our need is simply to practice these things.
Last week and the week before that, we started on a line of fellowship that began with "Do business while I'm coming," touching this matter of not being passive and not being satisfied to just preserve what the Lord has given us. Young people, this is not going to make it. When we see the Lord, if all we have is the precious salvation that the Lord has given us, He's going to turn to us and say, "Evil and slothful slave." How sad is that? And I've testified to you that so much of my time and energy and burden has been just to labor on the young people in the churches to preserve them and keep them for the Lord, that their heart would be for the Lord. And in these recent days, the Lord has really been speaking to us that that is not going to make it. That's not going to cut it. Just to have a goal of preservation is not enough. We have to do business. We have to multiply. If we have 100 young people in our locality, we need 1,000. We need to turn each mina into 10 minas, or each mina into 5 minas. How about that? If we had 50 young people in the church life, and we could multiply by 10, turn those 50 into 500, or multiply by 5, turn those 50 into 250. Oh, the Lord would be so pleased with us. Then we ask the Lord, and I testified in the last podcast, Lord, how do we do this? How do we do business? What should we do? And the first thing the Lord gave us was, we have to pray. We have to pray a lot. We have to pray specifically over a list of names. I hope every one of you has already taken out a piece of paper and committed a few very precious names to a piece of paper. And you could tuck that away in your Bible or set it next to your bedstand. And when you get in bed at night, you can see those names. And irregardless of how you feel, whether you've had a good day or a bad day, a day of failure, a day of success, you would mention those names. Oh, Lord, save John, save Dave, save him, save Peter, save them, Lord. And you just mention those names to the Lord. This is the first way, especially that we've seen in the way of life, in God's economy, to do business. The second thing that we would stress, and this was part of my testimony in the last podcast, was this, that as I was walking and praying, this verse came to me in such a powerful way. Do the work of an evangelist. Fully accomplish your ministry. As Paul's final word to his young co-worker Timothy, I felt like, as I was with the Lord, that that was the Lord's direct and powerful speaking to me. This is how you face the age. This is how you are preserved at the end of this age when everything is lost and the whole situation is so desperate. The way to be preserved, the way to be useful, the way to do business is to do the work of an evangelist. And we saw last time that there's two ways to do the work of an evangelist. The evangelists in God's economy perfect the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. And you have to admit, we need a lot of perfecting. And I hope in the next podcast, we can get into some practical steps on how to be perfected to do the work of an evangelist. We also saw that for each one of us, this is a word, that even though we're not especially gifted to do the work of an evangelist, we still must do this work. Every young person cannot excuse themselves. Everyone has to bear fruit. When we see the Lord, we have to bear fruit. And in the last podcast, I ended by pointing out how many thousands of teenagers are swarming around us day after day after day.
without Christ, without hope, lost in this age, empty, lonely, destitute, sad, defeated, even damaged humanity. And nobody is praying for them. Maybe no one cares that they will face an eternity without Christ. Who is praying for them today? Who's mentioning their names? Who's crying out to God on their behalf? Well, I was reminded of this verse in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. As I was concluding in the last podcast, I was reminded of this verse that says this, "And seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them because they were harassed and cast away like sheep, not having a shepherd." You know, when the Lord was walking on the earth, this was his reaction almost all the time. It happens again and again in the Gospels. You'll read the Gospels and you'll see it. It says he was moved with compassion. The condition of the crowds moved him. The sad and destitute situation of those around him moved him with compassion. He only felt pity. When he looked at them, he was sad and he felt pity over the lost condition of the thousands and myriads of people. It says that they were harassed and cast away. To be harassed means that they were skinned by an evil, cruel shepherd. And to be cast away means that they were just thrown away, abandoned. Nobody cared about them. They were set aside. What a sad kind of word from the Lord concerning the crowds. I believe that your schools, your high schools, are swarming with this kind of people. How we need the Lord's eyes, that when we look at the crowds, we're not trying to fit in, we're not trying to be part of it, we're not trying to, you know, be popular there, but we would have our eyes just like the Lord's eyes, and we would see them even as the Lord sees them, be moved with compassion for them. How sad is the situation? Well, as I was with the Lord again, and I was praying and asking the Lord, "Lord, how do we do the work of an evangelist? How do we do this work? How do we do the work of evangelists? Where do I start? What do I do? How do I do this?" I hope you learn, you know, even from Brother Ricky's fellowship about having personal fellowship with the Lord, that you'll learn how to ask questions, learn how to inquire of the Lord, how to ask, "Lord, how to do business? How do we do business? Lord, who should I pray for? Who should be on my list? And Lord, how do I do the work of an evangelist? You know I'm so scared. You know I'm so shy. I'm so timid. How do I do this work? Lord, teach me. Lead me. Don't let me see you empty-handed." And so we have to do the work of an evangelist. As I was praying and I was with the Lord again, the Lord spoke to me. You know, saints, it is almost amazing how fresh some of these verses are and how fresh is the Lord speaking. This is the verse that the Lord gave me. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. It says this, "The things which you have also learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." And then another verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, it says this, "Practice these things, be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all." That word "be in them" means be immersed in them, and that your advancement, we need to progress, we need to be advancing, and the way is to practice. And so the Lord reminded me in the ministry and through the fellowship of our dear and precious Brother Lee, he gave us a lot of fellowship. He gave us the trained way. And we realized that the way to be an evangelist is to practice the trained way. He perfected us over many years the way to bear remaining fruit. And so I was charged by the Lord, go back to the books, go back to the ministry, go back and examine how we were being led by Brother Watchman Nee and by Brother Witness Lee. They gave us a clear leading with definite steps on how to do the work of an evangelist. And we're not here to reinvent the wheel. We're not here to learn and do something new or different that has never been done before. We're not here to take our own way. Oh, just go back and do what he said. Oh, the Lord has been so strong to impress me. Nobody did what he said. Maybe not nobody. That's too much. But it was not widely practiced among us. It was not stressed by us. We didn't lead the young people into this. And I have to confess, I didn't do it. I didn't practice these things. And now the Lord is speaking to me. The things which you have also learned, we learned them, and we received them. We heard them, and we've seen them. We saw them in our brother Lee. Paul said this, the things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Young people, isn't that precious? I believe that if we just follow these steps and we follow the leading that the Lord is giving us as we're opening these things up to you in these podcasts, we just take the steps. We just do what we're told in a very simple and fresh way. The God of peace will be with us. The Lord will lead us. We will become fruitful, and we will be so useful to the Lord at the end of this age. So, young people, let's practice these things. Practice them. Well, that's all for today. Please visit our website at ageturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.